Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Hey, what up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 917 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from 14-year-old Niels from Germany, and let's get to that question right now. Here we go.
Hey, Pat, this is Niels Klemann from Germany. I'm currently 14 years old, and I want you to ask what tools you're exactly using to build your website. At the moment, I'm making solid $530 a month with my niche sites, and I want to start building my own business in a few months. A while ago, I sell designs and videos to small businesses in Germany and build a seed funding. As you can guess, I'm really into good-looking designs, and your site is amazing. I tried to figure out which tools you are using to build your site, but at the end, I came to the decision that it can't be WordPress, because I don't know any theme or tool that has all that aspects like your site. So tell me, is there any unknown tool out there that isn't on your resources page? I really appreciate your work and I would love to hear from you. Bye.
Hey, Niels, thank you so much. And first of all, congratulations. You are 14 years old and you're making that much money because you took action, because you took risks, and you just are trying to figure it out. I love that. Man, when I was 14, I was playing Quake 2. And I was spending a lot of time shooting railguns in a video game. And man, if only I spent even half that time trying to build my own business, who knows where I could have been now. But anyway, congratulations. Now, to answer your question, I am indeed using WordPress for smartpassiveincome.com, but it is a highly customized theme that's using a number of different plugins that are even customized themselves to see what you see on SPI. So is that something that's necessary? No. When you get to a certain level, it makes sense to customize. But before that, the best thing you can do is take what's working and optimize it. So these niche sites that you have, are they actually built in a way that they're optimized so that you can maximize the income that's coming from them? Are there design things and tools related to what you need to be done in order to do that versus what you are seeing on other people's sites? I think it's very important, especially at an early age, to realize that it's cool to get inspiration and see other people and what they're doing and want to try something like what they have. But it's also important to know what's working for you now and expand on that and optimize that before you potentially spread yourself too thin. Now, what that means is your energy is going to be divided into different places where it could be more utilized, focused on fewer things. So yeah, the tools are there. And like I said, with SPI, it's highly customized. So I wouldn't even worry about trying to make it look like that. I would just build something that makes sense for you with where you're at, with your budget. I mean, I guess you could say if you wanted me to reference one tool, that's my team. My team and my developers are the ones who put that site together in a way that made sense after we sat down and talked about what needed to be on the site based on where I'm at. But, you know, SPI and myself and my position, it's totally different from everybody else's. And you have your own position and your own things that you need to do. I would recommend finding tools and or people, resources to help you with what it is that your goals are, Niels. So that's that. And again, just congratulations on your success. I think it's really inspiring for people who are listening out there. There might be a few listeners out there who are like, oh my gosh, a 14-year-old's making more money than I am. Well, hopefully this will give you inspiration. You can always change the way you perceive something. This is something I'm trying to teach my kids right now. You know, sometimes certain events happen and they get really sad by it. but there is always a way to flip it around or turn it into a lesson that can be used for good, for improvement, for becoming more efficient, for taking in the world for what's great about it and not what's so negative about it. So anyway, just kind of off on a little tangent right now. It's just something that came to mind that I wanted to share. And Niles, thank you for calling in today. I appreciate it. We're going to send an AskPat t-shirt your way all the way to Germany. And I look forward to hearing that you received it well and that you think it's comfortable, because I think it's comfortable. But anyway, you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple weeks. We're going to send that to you free of charge. And I wish you all the best of luck. And for those of you listening, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show as well, just head on over to AskPat.com and you can ask right there on that page. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. And here's a quote to finish off the day by Oscar Wilde. I am not young enough to know everything. Very relevant for this episode. Hey, Niels, thank you so much. For those of you listening, thank you. Oscar Wilde, thank you. And I'll see you guys in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.